Good morning. Welcome to our Community Corner Show here on FM 95.7 KQWC. Pat Powers with you on this day before the beginning of spring, and how an appropriate topic this is going to be. We have a special guest coming to Webster City this Saturday the 21st. His name is Tyler Sullivan from the Iowa City area. He'll talk all about a visit to 99 counties in the state. And Tyler, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So let's find out a little bit about yourself.
So I am from the Iowa City area. I grew up in Iowa City, moved to Coralville when I was six, moved back to Iowa City, a block where I grew up, and now I live in North Liberty. I'm a full-time custodian at the University of Iowa, and I enjoy and travel in the state of Iowa for fun.
I suppose you'll be watching the basketball game coming up this Friday with Iowa and Clemson and the Lady Hawkeyes facing the team from Syracuse. So it's big time there at Iowa, right?
My brother is actually one of the assistant coaches for the women's basketball team.
Well, good luck to the Lady Hawkeyes coming up this weekend there, Mike, or Tyler, so we'll see what happens. Well, Tyler, let's talk about what made you interested in this running thing they're doing all around the state.
So I had a girlfriend who lived in Mason City, and I would travel from Iowa City to Mason City every other Friday after work. And that's when I was starting to go through counties I had never heard about before. And that's when I decided every time I go visit her, I pick something to do. And eventually, when she came visit me, she picked something to do when she went to Southern County. I don't want to give too much away because I'm, like I said, I'm giving a presentation at the library where you hear more about it. But you'll be amazed on what every county and every city in Iowa has to offer.
What's one of the most fascinating that you've experienced? Just to give us a sample on what interests you the most.
Well, like, I've been to over 500 museums just in Iowa in the last 2 years. It's amazing to think all these little communities have a little hidden gem. Like, for instance, in Gladbrook, they have a matchstick museum. And then just even the small charms that these people, you know, that you see in these small communities, the pride that the people have. You know, you don't see it, or you don't actually, I don't know how to word it. Like, I see it with the people who I talk to, or, you know, how the town is represented, and, you know, the welcome signs. Like, as soon as you drive into the town, how they greet you right away. They welcome everybody who comes to their communities.
And I'm sure food is a little bit different along the way as you've been running through these towns there, Tyler.
Yes, I love trying local diners. Like, you'll be amazed to stop in local diners on how, like, mom-and-pop stops. That's actually another thing I like to do, is not only visit museums, but I also write a poem for each of the counties. And I wrote about a small town diner. One of the diners I stopped at, you pull up into a small town and everything, you got a lot of commotion outside, but the moment I open that front door, everything gets quiet. Everyone's like, who's that? Who's that? You know, trying to figure out who I am. But the moment I sit down at the bartender, they only see the bailables right in front. Conversation picks up, back up. Little do they know, they inspired me to write a new poem.
Interesting. And you've been to Webster City, I believe, there, Tyler, about 3 years ago, right?
I believe so, yes. I think, well, I ran Webster City, I believe, in 2020.
Okay. So. Right at the height of the COVID situation, so didn't stop you at all from doing that. About 6 years ago.
One more time, sorry?
I said it didn't stop you from running during the COVID situation. You mentioned 2020 there, Tyler, since issue.
I actually had to slowly put it on a hold because, as you know, it was a scary time. And
right.
Iowa City was one of the hot spots. Even though I wasn't talking to anybody, I basically had to just buckle down and just stay home. And that's actually when I slowly started to write these books. I am actually writing 99 books across the state of Iowa. Each county is going to have its own book. It's going to showcase the museums, schools, former schools with their mascots. Iowa at one time had over 960 high schools. Now we're down to like 400 or less. So it's kind of scary with the consolidation.
Oh, yeah.
Over by me, kind of in the Waterloo area, they consolidated to one school. And then I found out, though, actually with all these museums I'm going to, the average age for the volunteers are 85, if not older. my generation, which I'm 37, almost 38, April Fool's Day, no joke. I found out that the average age is 85, not younger. My generation and younger has no appreciation for this history. What's going to happen, say, 15, 20 years from now? And it scares me to death. You know, like, my generation's not picking up. Stories are going unforgotten. We just move on. And it's sad. We don't tell stories like we used to. You know, like, I sat down with my parents last night and I heard stories I have never heard about before. You know?
Mm-hmm. You mentioned books there, Tyler. When is the Hamilton County book coming out?
That's a good question. I am still trying to put some of them together. I am going to the historical house before my presentation. I got a personal tour by one of the volunteers, and I still have to go back to the depot. Right now, I'm working in the northwest corner, and I already have two of them already sent to the publisher. Lyon County and Dickinson County, and then two of them were almost done, too. It's just really hard to go to all these museums, especially right now in the wintertime.
Well, of course, as we're doing this, we're about wrapping up with winter, thank goodness, because Friday is the first day, and the day you're coming to Webster City on Saturday will be the second day, which will be a nice day to come to Webster City and meet you at the Kendall Young Library, and you'll be appearing from, from 11 to 12 noon there.
Correct. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And the best thing about it there...
Go ahead. I was going to say, I have two books that I already have self-published. I've been a poet since 2009, and I think I'm over 570 poems. So I've already self-published two books. One was dedicated to my grandparents. The other one is dedicated to my high school coach. And I'm working on getting a train track book I just finished this year. I went to a set of train tracks for 31 months, and I wrote 31 poems at that spot. And then another book that I worked on, I went to the same tree every single day last year, and I wrote 20 poems at that spot, and I photographed it every day. Just get inspired by little things.
Fascinating. So if you want to hear more from you, Tyler, you can come on over to the Kendall Young Library this coming Saturday from 11 until 2. It's a program all about your experiences and poetry. That's from 11 until noon, and you'll have copies of your books on sale, too, when you come over to Kendall Young Library this Saturday.
Correct. Yep. I charge $20, and some of those proceeds go to lung cancer in memory of my grandmother and then pancreatic cancer in memory of my high school coach.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a very fitting tribute to help out your family in a way and help pay some medical expenses or some fundraising to bring aware of that. So that's coming up this Saturday from 11 till 12 noon. That's with Tyler Sullivan from the Iowa City area. He'll be appearing at Kendall Young Library in Webster City. So please come out and support this very worthwhile program. Is there anything else we missed out there, Tyler?
Nope. If you want to follow me along, I have a Facebook page called Iowa Scenic Views by Foot. Every album on there is a county in Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So it's just go to the Facebook page for Iowa Scenic Venues, with Tyler Sullivan, and hopefully we'll get a great turnout coming up this Saturday there, Tyler.
Thank you for having me.